T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:46, 14 till 9, a flash of lightning down here. The rain should be gone by noon today, and then it just turns perfect for the weekend with highs in the mid-70s, low to mid-70s, plenty of sunshine, beautiful weekend, and get out there and play some baseball, do some yard work, or just sit inside and watch basketball. Jeff Palermo, bring the TV outside, Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. As I think about this, that's what you do. You bring the TV outside on the patio, and you get the best of both worlds.
You bring the radio out, Tommy.
And the radio. What am I thinking? What is wrong with me? You bring the radio out. You bring WWL out is what you do, or the computer and listen on the Odyssey app. I'm so confused here, Jeff. Help me out. Good morning, first of all.
Good morning, Tommy. There's just so many sports going on right now. It's hard to keep track of everything.
And then come June, it'll be a dearth almost. Other than Major League Baseball, after the College World Series, we'll just be kind of hanging around until training camp. But that's good. We need some time off anyway. All right, so no, because of the way the brackets are set up, no LSU-Iowa rematch in the national championship game. However, there could be an LSU-South Carolina rematch, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's talk about LSU and Rice this weekend, game one for the Tigers.
Well, in these kind of games, you would expect LSU should be able to handle their business pretty easily. You know, 2 years ago, though, when they were a high seed, they ended up playing Jackson State, and Jackson State gave them everything they wanted. But this is obviously a much different team than what we saw 2 years ago. I think the big question going into this game, Tommy, and I think really this weekend, this team was playing so well for a while there, you know, through the month of February, even into the SEC tournament, battled South Carolina. They were right there with them and came up a little bit short. Now you take this extended break that you do, and now you got to get that intensity. You got to ratchet it up again and play with that same type of focus that you were playing with in February and March. Does help that you got a bit of a veteran team. You got people on this team that have been to Final Fours before, and Haley Van Lith, Angel Reese, Wajay Johnson, last year Poa and them. So I think they know how to handle it, but that's always a concern. So hopefully LSU gets off to a fast start, and this game is not one that you're biting your nails in the second half.
Media day back in October, Flajay Johnson saying that it's on us if we don't win. We have the pieces. It's ours to lose, talking about repeating as national championships, as a national champion, rather. That's still accurate, do you think, Jeff?
Well, they're missing a couple of pieces from when she made that statement. You know, Shamiah Smith, who was supposed to be one of their best backups coming off the bench as far as big men go, she tore her ACL back in November, I think it was, and then you know, Katari Poole, one of their better guards, kicked off the team in December. So this team is not exactly what it was at the beginning of the season. Then again, really no team is when you start the college basketball season. So, but when you look at the starting five, or if you look at the first six on this team, including last year Poa, it's as good as anybody in the country, especially when they're playing defense like they've been playing defense. Since the two losses that they suffered back-to-back to South Carolina and Mississippi State. So, and that's the thing. They realize, and Haley Van Lith talked about this yesterday, you know, at the beginning of the season, they were all looking to try to get their shots up and score as many points as possible, and they figured out after a few losses that's not the way it works. You can't just outscore teams. You got to go out there and defend. You got to go out there and rebound, and they learned that lesson, and that was the key to their success in the second half of the SEC season.
How different is the team without those two players, though?
Well, they're missing some key reserves. I think that's the biggest thing. And then, you know, especially Qatari Poole was another player that could handle the basketball for you. You know, turnovers, you go back to that SEC tournament championship game, you know, LSU falls behind in the first half, and they just kept turning the ball over left and right. And that's been, you know, one of the negatives when this team kind of gets off its tracks a little bit, off the track a little bit. It's when they're committing turnovers and they're not handling the ball well. And she was so key, Qatari, last year. Remember, she was on the bench for the entire season, and then Kim Mulkey, once the tournament started, put her in the starting lineup. And it was a dynamic for this team that led them to a national championship because of her ability to defend and her ability to distribute the basketball and handle the basketball. And that's just one more player they were missing. And it really looked like Samaya Smith, she was ready for a breakout kind of season despite, you know, all the talent that they were having. So, yeah, they're missing them. They're thin on the bench. But you look at a lot of other teams in women's college basketball, they're pretty thin on the bench. Other than South Carolina. South Carolina could roll out 10 players out there against you, and that's one of their huge strengths, is that they can just keep coming at you in waves of really good players coming off the bench. It never stops with them. And where LSU, Kim Mulkey, she's got to play her starters for the most part 35 minutes a game in order to win.
And we got to get past Rice first. We'll talk about what Rice looks like when we come back. Talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, LSU columnist or other, Louisiana Network News Director, the LSU Lady Tigers taking on Rice this afternoon. Is it 2 or 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock Central Time, right?
3 o'clock Central.
Yeah, sorry. Good. Tip off. 6:52, 8 till 7. Traffic now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:58, 2 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. I can't think of a bigger thud than for the Rice Owls to bounce the Lady Tigers out of the NCAA tournament today at 3 o'clock when the game tips off. Tell me about Rice. What do we know, Jeff?
Well, they went 9-9 in their conference, and they were actually a 10 seed in their conference tournament, and they ended up winning it. It was quite a wild conference tournament in the American Athletic Conference. It was the 9 and 10 seeds battling it out in the championship game. And what Rice did in that tournament, they won 4 in a row, 4 games in 4 days, and they held all their opponents to less than 60 points. So that will be the key for them here today, is they got to somehow try to slow down LSU offensively. But they're playing their best basketball. This is I don't know if they really envisioned themselves being in the NCAA tournament when they were, because I think they lost 5 in a row heading into, yeah, they did. They lost 5 in a row heading into the conference tournament, and they flipped the light switch on and went on an unbelievable run. So they're going to need to play some great defense today to have any kind of a chance against LSU.
And if LSU wins, let's hope they do, they'd face either Louisville or Middle Tennessee. Louisville, I guess, favored. And if Louisville wins, then you got a storyline there, don't you?
You have a huge storyline with Haley Van Lith facing her former team and a Louisville team that's used to making deep runs in the NCAA tournament.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time, as always, and your efforts. We'll come back, talk to Jeremy Alford about the legislative session here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.